Yeah.
Okay, how old is this school?
This school?
Since 2010.
Yes.
It's almost 9 years now.
Going to 9 years.
Okay. And how many students do you have?
Every...
yes. Actively attending the class, more than 80.
80, more than 80.
But we have a quota. Every year we need to have 125. Each center we should have 125 learners.
Mm-hmm. But both together, the primary or yes, the elementary and
elementary
the secondary.
And secondary.
Mm-hmm. Is it also that it's...
Yeah. We also have a basic literacy program, which is included in this class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is it 1 year each, like the elementary and the secondary?
Actually, the Dep Ed has a 10-month program for us, but
it depends
upon when the accreditation equivalency test given by Dep Ed schedule. So sometimes it's more than 10 years, no?
10 months.
Ten months. More than sometimes it's like more than 1 year.
Yes. So it depends with the
actually,
schedule of that.
We experienced 2 years. We handled the learners for almost 2 years because DepEd has no more, or what's that memo? When will they take the examination?
It's their choice when they will take it?
No, actually, they need to give any examination for 10 months only.
Supposedly. After 10 months. But since they are not yet prepared, maybe because of some issues in the DepEd that they need to revise the exam, something like that. So it they postponed it,
yes.
No, and
actually,
it even reached 2 years, no.
It's before actually we happened had because if you notice now, it is the first time the Philippines implemented the K-12 program, the additional 2 years in our basic education. So in that transition, the bureau which is handling our program, the Bureau of Alternative Learning System, give the examination to another Bureau of Education, which is the Bureau of Educational Assessment. Mm-hmm. So that's because of the transition. That is the reason why there is a delay in the implementation of the CES. Mm-hmm. So it is not only the first time this is implemented.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they had
two batches. We serving two batches in that time that we experienced. Mm-hmm. We have the 6th batch and the 7th batch.
Yeah.
They took the exam for, but not at the same time.
Yes.
No?
They will not be able to take the exam.
So we need to do something to keep them in the center. So at the same time, they are teaching the new batch, and then at the same time doing some activities for the previous batch to keep them still in the center. That they will be able to take the exam, no? Take the exam like that. So, of course, there are some adjustments, for example, in the budget, Father.
Mm-hmm.
So, because we are only taking care not only for the current batch, but
yes,
also the previous batch. Mm-hmm. So, yes. So
but it's just now special, or is it always like this?
No, actually, it just like last year.
2016.
2016.
Starting 2015 to 2017.
Yes.
And how old are the students?
How old? The youngest?
At least in elementary, the age must be 12 years old. So there's no limit in terms of age. Then in secondary, at least 16 years old, about.
But they have school before?
Yes. Or actually, they are because our education is alternative learning system. So it's alternative way of education. So it's not informal school. So all of our students from formal schooling, so they attended their school, then they stopped. So the way for them to finish basic education is to take the IELTS program.
And they drop out and you try to get them back into school with your programs.
Because the reason why, because they are dropouts, it's because of also poverty. They can no longer comply with the requirements in the formal school. So that is why they drop and then work.
That's the main reason, but some of the cases are victim of bullying and some they need to relocate from province to go here for them to access the livelihood, to work here in Manila.
Yes.
And teenage some pregnancy.
Teenage pregnancy.
Early pregnancy, ano yung sister yun sa pag-aasawa ng mga
early marriage.
Early marriage, that's why the school didn't accept them again to didn't allow them to re-enroll in formal school because of the
they're already pregnant.
You
can't go back
here
to school if you have a child or if you're
some school they don't allow them.
Yes, because there is already alternative way.
Yes.
That's the reason why the Department of Education don't allow every person who already married, because they know that they cannot comply with the requirements. So they place it in alternative learning system.
Yes.
In our
a big discrimination for them. And it's a form of discrimination for me as a social worker, right? That's why I ask also why don't you give another chance? Maybe this time,
Yeah, the older you get, you might understand.
They will become more responsible
and they want education because they realize that they don't have a chance without studying.
Especially in our country, that even the cashier, you see the cashier in the department store, they are finished, they are graduates of college, no?
They are college graduates.
But it's also a requirement to become a salesman or saleswoman, you have to finish college.
Qualification. Yeah.
Like, for example, a janitor, no? Janitress.
Yes,
the requirement is high school graduate.
At least college.
College level.
Even when you go to go abroad, they require diploma, right?
Yeah.
So, but here in Divisoria, at least they can get a work.
But the salary is very low. Like they earn probably 200 pesos a day.
Yes.
200 pesos. About 500 is minimum salary. And they get 200.
100 for 16 working.
Not 1 week.
10 hours.
And they're working more than 8 hours.
Actually, some of our scholars is working in Divisoria after the school.
They go to work after
school. That's scenario here.
Long day.
Not night time or some in the morning, no? And then they come in the afternoon, the secondary, and others at night, they work at night.
But a normal school day from when to when is it?
You start at 8 o'clock. With
nine.
Classes?
Nine to four. So we divided it into three classes.
Yes.
So it's It's Monday to Friday, 5 days.
But the normal, we have elementary in the morning and then secondary in the afternoon. But this previous batch, because we only have one center, we don't have a space, so they divided the secondary, you know, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And then the next group.
And now with these two containers, at you least, accept more?
Yes.
Yes.
So, because normally we have more secondary, the secondary than elementary. So, if we will get more secondary, we will be dividing the group into two. We will have lower secondary and then advanced secondary. And even in the elementary, we will have a lower elementary and we will have advanced elementary.
It means you need more teachers?
Oh, no. They can manage.
They can manage.
The three of them.
Yeah, three of
them. They have their schedule.
Yeah.
Yes. So they already divided the modules, the strands.
But the students come to you, they want to study, or do you try to push them?
Wow.
Tell them
both.
Hey, that would there be
are,
a good
there
opportunity.
There are some students who come.
Coming voluntarily.
We also
go to the
area to like flyerings, asking for them.
Distributing flyers, posters, we put in the area. Or we also have other partners. We have here Pian, so it's composed of different groups, NGOs. So we are one of them. So our partners, they get out of school youth in the area, from their area, and then they
recommend
here. So this time we did not really exert more efforts going to the area. It is them who are bringing our enrollees. So that is why we have as much as 65 this time. So they are really a help. Because they are we are the chosen, what do you call this?
Project partner
for education.
Yes.
So they see that I don't know if we can say better than the others, because we are semi formal.
Because our approach is the same with the formal school.
Yes.
Because actually the program, the original program of alternative learning system is just like home study.
Yeah.
So we'll just get modules and you will have your own study in your home.
At home.
But in our program, we have face-to-face discussion.
Yes. So and it's daily.
It's daily.
Monday to Friday.
Yeah, those students wouldn't maybe learn at home, right? They would have to work and wouldn't have the space or the time, so it's better to have them here.
At least here, it's flexible. If they want talaga home study, then we give them home study. But if you have time, they can come to attend the daily class.
But the students still live at their homes. They live at their homes where their parents are.
Some in the house of their friends if they don't have. Yeah, no, some.
Most in coming in.
Relatives. Yes.
Yes, they live at their homes.
Yes.
And how big is the area that you're providing or where the students come from?
Here. Parola.
Parola has 80,000.
Binondo, Tondo. And what are these?
Baseco.
San Nicolas. San Nicolas. So,
Saragossa.
Yes.
At least we have more than 5 barangays. No?
Yes.
5 barangays. Then.
We cater them. And they are coming. Because they hear from other beneficiaries, so they come. Even the pastor, the other sect, no, they bring their
Islam.
Yeah.
Also, yeah.
So yes. We have cultural landing.
We have
diverse students.
Where, for example, where do
like
they come
example,
from?
They have, we have another sect, not only
Catholic.
So we have Islam. Christian.
So yeah.
Iglesia de Cristo. Born again. We are in a
multicultural, multi-religious. Yes. And the formal school or the normal school system, how much is it? Very expensive?
It's actually free, no?
Free.
Under the government, it's free. However, you set that up requirements.
Like yes.
Example projects, which they cannot afford.
And then transportation.
Transportation.
Also. School uniforms.
Yes.
And the books also? They have to pay them? Or?
In high school. But it's very expensive because, like, for example, the teacher wants it to be a computerized internet, which most of the students they cannot afford.
And so they can come here where it's free, right? You provide
everything
for them, and provide scholarships, right?
Yes, when they finish their schooling here, if they're really deserving, they go to the higher education, together with the other partners, they provide
the ADM, Father, because we are in partner with the ADM, Infanto
Mekong.
So they are sponsoring us 16, 18?
We have 15
already, both centers. Yes. No?
Infanto Mekong is also in France, my sister.
Yes.
France. Mm-hmm.
So
an NGO.
So
yes.
We are
France.
Yes. So they are sponsoring some of our deserving graduates.
And what subjects do you teach, for example?
Mathematics and social studies and value education. And the other teachers, they teach English and Filipino, and the other ones, entrepreneurship and science.
And which classes are in English? Just English, or are there more classes taught in English?
Science?
It's general education in English. So like almost of the basic in English. From grade 1 to 6, no? From basic to advanced, so they take up it.
And the exams are in English, or?
Yeah, in English.
English.
In mathematics, science, and of course English, the medium is English. Mm-hmm. And the other subject, it's in Filipino.
And is it true that normally the people learn English from the first grade?
Yes, because our second language is English.
English, yes.
It is required that from kinder,
from kinder,
they are started with English words.
Kindergarten? What?
It's preschool.
Preschool, yeah. Kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the, what do you think are the main problems of this area? So,
the main problem.
Poverty. Yes. Dysfunctional family, you know.
Vices.
And even the sense of community, actually, it's already lost now. Because most of the family there is not actually from here in Manila. Some of them are from other provinces.
Yes.
They just migrate here. That's why parang walang tulungan, ba, diba? So you have kanya-kanya. We call it kanya-kanya. So there's no the sense of community.
Just a lot of people living in the same place,
yeah,
but don't have contact,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And what kinds of projects are you doing with the people here in the area?
We have library program and books.
Actually, the main program of Puso sa Puso is education. Yes, because you know, if we will, if because they see that we can help more this youth. These young people, we can free them from poverty if we educate them. So although we have support program like livelihood, the livelihood program, those are just support program. So our main program is the education.
Even awareness program.
Yes, skills, training.
Skills.
How important is, for example, the environment protection at your schools? Does it play any?
Although it is integrated in the
integrated in the lessons and subjects, but yes. It's not really without even NGOs here. There's no very few
because there are bigger problems.
It's more industrial and
although we are also thinking of that how to teach them to be concerned about environment,
like tree planting,
mm-hmm. And segregation of garbage waste.
Yeah, it's also important too.
But really, education is, we are focused on education. But not only academic, we also consider it is holistic. So we have this human and spiritual formation. We also give that not only academic. We have once a month mass presided by the Salvatorians, Father Arthur, and other available priests, or if the Salvatorians are not available, we get from the parish here, and we also give them recollection, Advent recollection, Lenten recollection, and
But religion and education, are they combined or completely separated?
When
the
we give
normal
them.
School system, or is there a subject that's called religion where you teach about religions or anything? No.
There are integrated.
Yes, it is
in religion, like for example, in social studies. So we studied about different religion.
Yes.
But it's not really separated in this.
The mass is separated. The mass is separated.
It's just the church kind of supports the schools and.
This school has, because I'm surrounded by a religious institution, has the mass, but other schools not so. But
yes.
Public schools not, but the schools run by religious institutions usually they have once a month.
You told us there are many children living in a friend's house or something like this. They don't have even their parents, or why they're living at a friend's house?
Some, but most of them, they are living with their families, with their families.
Because some of them, like, for example, they migrate from province, and they just be here because they want to have to find job.
Yes.
So, they work and at the same time they study here.
Okay.
And some are
they still have
stowaway.
So many students.
In the province. Parents, but in the province outside.
Some cases, some learners, they don't live with their family because they choose to stay with their friends. They call it stowaway child.
Yes.
Because obviously. Most of the family here in Parola, some of the family here in Parola, they're separated. Their parents are separated.
You can find.
Is it very often that divorce or
after there is no divorce, not the beginning. There's no marriage. After there's no marriage, then they just live in. Then after live in how many years, they have children and they separated.
No divorce, but separated. Yes.
Okay. Some of our learners, they said, you can find your mother or your father at the other at your neighbor's house, something like that. So that is, life here. So because there is no marriage, so you can easily separate from your partner. So the victims are the
children. Some also our learners, the family, the both parents are incarcerated, so that's why they live alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Leftover.
Yeah. So yeah, many issues.
Mm-hmm. That's why some of our students, they are just only 12 years old, father, yeah. But they are the one working for the family.
Yes.
For example, the father abandoned them, so they are the one working for their
survive.
Children, brothers, brothers and sisters.
Okay. And how is it for the community if there's a child without marriage?
Pardon?
If a couple gets a child without being married, is it?
Yeah,
is it okay, or is it like?
It is accepted here in this community.
Because it's more, the majority is not married.
Majority. And you know, it's like a chain, no? Because they see, for example, our learners here. You will find our learner here. She has a boyfriend, or he has a girlfriend. This week they are on, no? And then next week, after a week, you will find her with another, or you will find him with another.
Quick exchange.
Yes, yes. Because
they're young, like teenagers.
That's what they see around them, even with their parents. Yeah, so
the sad story of
often the parents it's are role
culture,
models,
something,
right?
It's like a culture in this area.
And is it obligatory to send your children to school here at the Philippines? No.
There is a program of the government which we call Poor Peace. No, it's Pantawid Pamilya program.
Yeah.
That the government is subsidize the family for them to send their children to school. So they receive at 500 pesos
per student.
Yes, father. Okay. 500.
Support.
So it's per month. So, like, for example, I have three kids. So I receive 1,500 plus me, 500 to 2,000 every month. So that's the only support of the government. But not all the families receive them. Only few.
Only few families.
And how are they selected?
It depends on the, no? It depends on the people in local government. If they know this community and they are
But supposedly those who are really poor,
really it's supposedly that
yes,
in that way. But here in the system, here in the government in the Philippines, this is
so like
the
for example, I am the leader. I'm the leader of the program. So all of my relatives, you will be part of that program.
Yeah,
all of my friends will be part of that program. Mm-hmm. And there's others that really needs.
No money left for
actually
them.
It's not only here in Manila,
even
actually,
in the provinces
also
there is a problem with the system. With the government system, there is a implementation of the program.
But this is a program, but
for
not the law. It's
a program,
not the law. They are, by law, they are not forced to go to school.
Because if you will not go to the school, the subsidy will stop.
Yes. Yeah.
They will not receive anymore.
So
that's the reason, father, some of our students here, they just enroll, then they ask certification that they are enrolled, then after a month, they will not be here.
Yeah.
You will see not, you will not see them.
They just didn't apply the enrollment process.
Yeah.
After that, ma'am, we need the certificate. We need to
then after
that we are enrolled. Ah, really?
After a month that they are absent, when their social worker in DSW, you know, in the government, ask them the certificate, and they will appear again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After a day, they will ask, "Mom, give me another certificate because I don't
know." That's so.
Yeah, they try to avoid to really come here to just get what they need.
Yeah. That's why now we are also strict, no? If you're attending the school, then we will not give you the certificates.
Yeah. So we will be more strict.
Has no use really because. don't have the qualifications.
They will just use the
foundation. But do you often keep in touch with your former students? So do you know what they do after your
school? Yes, we are still in contact with them.
Because they are actually, we are still helping them in terms of we assess them.
They are assessing.
We are assessing them. Like for example, they want to enroll in some school, so they ask advices.
How to applicate?
They need some documents, support the documents from us, so they give them so that they can enroll. Or some, even they are already enrolled, if they need an assistance, for example, in their requirements, they come. So our teachers, they are still extending their help, no?
Yes.
Madam Maylin, no? Some of our scholars, they need an assistant for their thesis defense. Uh-huh. They came here, no? Yeah, so yeah. They're still with us. If they need us, they come.
Yeah.
So we are just like a family. They come
big
and go.
Family.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, but because that's your goal.
No. We have already product pa puso sa puso, no? We have already teachers, human resource, and by next year we have the a lot of teachers, no? And social worker, our own product here.
Very good. Yeah, because you are the role models. They want to be who you are.
So at least they will do it. Maybe they can change their life.
That's their thinking. And how many teachers are you here? Three, right?
Three. Yeah, plus the social worker.
Plus library coordinator.
Plus supervisor.
So I'm just here.
Six here and six there in Payasa Social Center.
No, five.
Because Mom Lucy is also, I'm the one also.
Yes, the one
that you program in Payatas.
I have a schedule there.
Mm-hmm.
Not only this, because it's enrollment time, so I have to stay here more in Payatas. But when the class is starting, I have a schedule there for the library also.
You live far from here, or?
Yes, I am from Novaliches.
We are actually from the same city, not from Quezon City.
Quezon City.
I live in Payatas.
Payatas, oh.
Yeah, from Payatas, Tarola.
Yeah.
How far is it?
Payatas, the other school is in Payatas.
Ah, Payatas. Oh. Better for your sister.
From that place where you came from.
Long way. The buses from Germany, sit like sardines.
So last day we have also visitors from Germany, three girls.
Yes.
And volunteers, we heard. Do you have also volunteers here?
From now on, we don't have volunteers. But in previous batches, we have one.
In Payatas, we have one. But here in Parola.
Yeah, but we couldn't see him because he had problems with his visa, I think. I think that something changed. So he had to organize it.
And you want? I just want to share something that our learners know. Diba Father, we are having a big charity Christmas party every year. We also have a local charity Christmas party. So we ask our learners, at least although they are poor, we are teaching them. Although they are poor, they can still share. No. Through their effort, joint effort. So we do it every year also. So we use our livelihoods program. No, they produce the products and then they sell this product, and then the proceed they use it to buy some stuff as a gift for some selected families.
Homeless families.
In their area.
So, and they are the ones going to the area to search for the
beneficiaries. They're really homeless. No? They're just
homeless.
They are homeless. Staying in the street.
Yeah.
So, every year, 25 families to 30 families. So, So we are doing it already for 3 years?
Three years.
So yeah.
Wow, that's great.
So we are making, you know, this homeless, although there are only a few, no, and not really many, but they are happy, no? And even our learners, when they are doing that, you know, they are also happy doing those efforts, no?
Yeah, and cooking. Maybe to be the one who can help and not the one who receives help.
Yeah,
right?
because most of the time
they are the one who receives.
Receiving.
So this time they are the one doing something for others.
I think that gives them a good feeling.
That's why most of them, actually, they have their tears of joy during our Christmas party.
Because
what are they creating, for example? What products?
Peanut butter.
Dishwashing. Sometimes they do
public conditioner. Public conditioner. Sometimes they do the Graham ball.
Yes, cookies.
Candies, pastillas, like that.
Sweets.
Then they're going to sell it. The last time we have a lot of
payatas, it's
rum that we earned during, because we have the 10 years anniversary. They bring some products there.
You have not seen it, Father. It is
I didn't realize.
They were selling peanut butter.
I was not so familiar yet with that.
Yes.
But now I.
Father Arthur is our number one customer.
Peanut butter.
In peanut butter.
Where is he from? USA? No.
Where is he from?
Loyola.
Loyola.
Loyola. Ah, okay.
Father Arthur.
Arthur is the favorite customer.
Yes. They buy 10 bottles.
Yes.
10 butters.
Yes. Peanut butter.
Whole year supply, I think.
No, because they are many there. And they have
15
brothers.
Yes.
15 students, English students.
So that is why.
This year a lot. So it's just 2 weeks, no, sister?
Yes. Yeah.
After 2 weeks, they will order
again. Yeah. but this, because the English school is now separated. There's more space in our house, and so we can receive more students for English.
Yes.
What do you mean, Father? They are separated? They are not already?
No, they have their classes outside.
They bring me LDP, sister.
But they are still staying in the house.
The students are staying in the house, but the classes are outside.
Oh, yes.
They're being... rented.
But they are already enrolled, this mother.
Yes.
So not only the brothers.
Shortly, hopefully, we get we go through the process to be recognized by the public.
Yeah.
And then maybe already in June we can accept. Other students outside.
But the accreditation, Father, is already.
They're still working.
Not yet made fully.
It's still made.
Dorni handed it over to the government, but we didn't get now.
That's why they don't accept yet Panenrodis.
Yeah. And we can make something public for to search for. New enrollees, yes. So, but when we have the acceptance, then immediately go to the public.
And do you provide any programs during the vacation now as well? Do the students still come, or
this is the first time now that we don't have class during the summer?
Yes.
Because the accreditation happened last March. That's the reason
February 24.
That's the reason why we don't have class this month. But before, now from our previous batches, we still have class during summer. Mm-hmm. We don't have actually vacation, Father.
Yeah.
And also, because we experienced that the students are still in the mood of vacation. Because in the formal school, they have no more
classes.
They are on vacation already.
So today was the last day.
We have class last these previous years, So you will find them very few because they're also having their vacation.
They also went to go to the provinces.
Yes. So that is why.
Yeah.
So that is the one reason why we have this month for enrollment, and then we will resume the class on June or May.
May. Yes.
And do you have more vacation, or is it just?
We don't have a vacation here. Our vacation is only Holy Week and Christmas vacation, because the program is continuous. No, 10 months. Unlike the formal, they have their vacation, but for us, we don't. Unless we will proclaim ourselves. Self vacation.
Well, 10 months.
So yes.
Yeah.
Just one.
Okay.